Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, it is the beginning in full brunt of fair season. We have so many great fairs.
We do.
Across the Nutmeg State. Not just regular fairs, but agricultural fairs. And Karen Zagurski is the president of the Association of Connecticut Fairs. Madam President, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Fair season in Connecticut is always a fun time. Yeah. What do you like best about what we do in our state as far as fairs are concerned?
The education of the agriculture and, of course, the food.
Well, yeah. You win. No, but it is interesting that it begins this early. I think we have, don't we have one going on this weekend?
We have several going on this
weekend. Okay, roll.
We have the Litchfield County 4-H Fair up in Litchfield. Mm-hmm. And we have
Middlesex and New Haven County 4-H Fair.
Yep, and that's the other one. So right. They're the 4-H Fairs are this weekend.
Right, God. And then the county fairs begin, and this sounds fascinating to
Let's
me.
Let's go.
The Potato and Corn Festival in North Brantford.
Well, they're not an actual fair.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not part of our fair season.
Oh, you know why I found them? Because they're listed when I went to ctvisit.com, it lists them as a county fair.
Oh. Well, unfortunately, they're not part of our association.
Okay.
But
all right, well, we'll forget about them.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
The hell with fine. Them. We'll let them go out.
It's in space now. We don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to go to the website, you did visit CT, which is one source. But another is yours ctfairs.org?
It's ctag.
Yeah, it is. You're right. I missed a letter there.
Got to get the ag in there.
AG in there, yep.
Okay, so it's ctagfairs.org. So what are some of the bigger ones?
Some of our bigger fairs, Durham, of course.
Oh, it's huge.
Love the Durham Fair.
Hebron is also a very large fair. But we have so many that are major fairs. Actually, there are 20 major fairs. So they're all kind of big.
Well, Berlin's pretty big, right?
Yeah, Berlin's big.
Berlin is big.
Chester Fair is always, when I worked in Old Saybrook, we always broadcast from the Chester Fair. That's a great one.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yep. Chester Fair is against Terryville in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I take Chester in that matchup. I'll give you odds on Chester winning.
What are the odds?
Well, we actually start our fair season in July.
What? How'd I miss this?
From July 11th with North Stonington. And we go all the way until October 13th with the Riverton Fair.
How do they determine what the date's going to be? Because, you know, you've already had one, as you just pointed out. How do you determine when you're going to do your fair?
Each fair decides when the best time to have their fundraiser is.
Ah.
And then they go to the association and say, you know, is this okay with you guys? Because we try not to get everyone on the
right.
same weekend.
Sure.
So, unfortunately, because we have so many fairs, you know, we have 39 fairs in the state of Connecticut, and from July to October, you have to fit them all in. So you are going to duplicate. So now you do have a couple, you know, the same weekend, but they're Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, so you can make all of them.
Right, exactly.
Now, the Middlesex and New Haven County 4-H Fair that's going on in Durham, is that the one you said that's not an association?
Nope, they're an association.
They're an association fair. So it starts today, 4 o'clock, opening ceremonies, garden tractor pole, poultry showmanship.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, you've got stuff like a dog show, an oxen draw, a kid's barn, truck pulls, a rabbit show.
You got everything.
The beef show. I mean, there's something for everybody at these events.
There is. You know, whether it's the entertainment, whether it's the animals, whether it's pie eating contests, there's something for everyone.
Is this like an old tradition here in the state? Because I think sometimes you forget, you know, this was and still is an agricultural state.
Correct.
And, you know, you keep that alive.
Durham just celebrated their 100th year.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of history throughout our fairs. And they've been going on since before the war.
I'm trying to think, you know, what would have been the reason for doing it? Just a chance to get together in town, show stuff off to boost what you guys are doing in each of the 169 towns that are in this state?
Yep. Basically, that was what was happening. People would get together, and they would show off what we would call their wares. You know, Grandma would make their jelly, and Aunt Sally would put up her bread.
Yeah.
And they would go against another person in the town. And then they get the bragging rights of, oh, mine was better than yours.
Wow.
Well, so that's how it all started.
All right. Well, if you guys want to know, it's ctagfairs.org, ctagfairs.org. And you got some time to get to them, but you got to start this weekend.
Yeah, Lebanon County Fair is August 9th through 11th. In
correct.
Lebanon County, so that'll be on next weekend.
Okay.
Karen, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yep, good to have you on.
Thank you.
That's fun. Yeah, that's a New England thing to do.
No, I know she's not into this potato and corn festival one's not an official one.
Yeah.
But it looks like a lot of fun.
What do you do?
Tomorrow, there's a circus for 45 minutes, a crab walk, a jump rope run, a hula hoop contest.
This could be okay.
Photography exhibit, sponge bucket game for ages 5 and under.
Okay.
Mashed potato toss.
I'm right there.
Eating, circus, and fireworks.
That's got everything.
It's pretty good. And today there's three-legged race, wheelbarrow race, potato sack race, jump rope race, hula hoop contest, petting zoo, corn husking and eating contest.
Oh!
That's too bad I got it. Because I'd be there.
You would.
I'd be there with bells on.
Absolutely. Eating contest.
Yeah. So that's really the only fair going on this weekend.
Don't worry. We'll keep you up.
Yeah, every week we'll give you. Because like I said, you know, in the old days, like we would broadcast when I was at WLIS, when it was in Old Saybrook, we'd go to the Chester Fair, we'd go to the Haddam Fair, and we'd broadcast from the Durham Fair. And of course here, we would always broadcast from the great New England Fair.
The Big E.
The Big E, which was a great time for everybody.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.